What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our FTN YouTube page. I am Chris Meany. You can follow me at Chris Meany. If you're looking for some NHL picks, we have a free article over at FTNFantasy.com. The article's been hot fire. The season's been a little up and down, but the article is live over at FTNFantasy.com. And of course, Dangle Betselli, you can catch here on our YouTube page. Do me a solid, smash the like button. If you have any comments, you can leave them in the comment section, set or sit stuff. Better for me to answer on tomorrow's live show on Mean Streets, but I will always circle back on these videos to help you guys out. Rankings updated at FTNFantasy.com. If you are subbed with us, you know you get all the picks from all sports, from everybody. Discord channels there split up into all of the sports, all happening here in the month of October, right? Postseason baseball, week 7 NFL, college basketball, NBA around the corner, college football happening, NHL happening, PGA happening. It is all happening, and that's why October is one of the best sports months. It is the best. I'd say March is pretty close too, but October's fantastic. So we're going to preview tonight's Thursday night football game. Promo code PUCK, by the way, if you do want to be part of the family and you want those picks from everywhere, from everybody and the projections and the tools and help you win a fantasy football championship as well, I suggest the VIP section. So I will share some of the picks here tonight. I don't have a whole lot. I think this is going to be an ugly football game. We have a total of 37 Denver favorites. I saw 1.5, 2.5, I think 3 now in some spots. Both teams kind of hurt, more so the Saints, right? They're without Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Derek Carr, Taysom Hill. They're missing guys in the offensive line. McCoy went down week 2 against the Eagles, and the run game hasn't been the same. Clint Kubiak's doing what he can, but they're not having success running the football. I don't think they'll have a lot of success running the football either. I'm really concerned about Alvin Kamara moving forward, given the state of what we're seeing right now with New Orleans. I'm sure Olave will be back next week, but Rashid Shaheed, some talk about surgery, maybe being placed on IR, and Derek Carr is going to miss a little bit of time here. So I'm picking Denver, my own pool. I'd say the 2017, 2014 type game, maybe 17-14 type game. Again, I don't see a lot of offense and two rookie quarterbacks here in Spencer Rattler and Bo Nix. And Nix is just, he's been okay from a fantasy standpoint because he runs. He's got a couple rushing touchdowns, but he's been pretty off point with some of his throws. And, I thought Spencer Rattler did some okay things last week. It was rare and odd to see a Saints quarterback run. And it's been a long time. I mean, Drew Brees, Jameis did a little bit of running, but not much. And of course, we know Derek Carr doesn't run too often. So I do have the slight lean to Denver. I'm not betting it myself. I just really don't want to put my hard earned bucks on either of these two teams, being straight up and honest with you guys. But again, in my own pool, Denver, I'm picking them. And I do think that the under is probably the play here. So I'm going to share some of my plays with you. And this is the number I put in the bet tracker. And this is part of being subbed at FTN. We jump on things early. I jumped on the Jets last night around minus 120. I'm seeing minus 145, minus 150 in spots of the Jets money line there. And that may continue to rise once we all know for sure that it is Russ under center, which I do believe is a mistake. Either way, tough spot for Russ and the Steelers offense. But Bub Means, we'll start here. I mean, cool name, right? People call me Means. Maybe if he goes off tonight, I'll buy a Means jersey. I mean, t-shirt. This is not why. No Olave, no Rashid Shaheed, and no Patrick Surtain on the other side, but the corners are still really good in Denver. The defense is still really good. That's why they're 3-3. It's not because of their offense. It's because of the defense. So 31.5 receiving yards. I didn't have enough time, honestly, to look at the live number, but I could do it right now. Prop Shop is your friend. Parlay Calculator is your friend. I would take anything as high as 35, 36, and seeing 34 now is the best number at Caesars, minus 127. Other books have 35. So we missed out on a couple yards here earlier. I took the over 3.5 catches plus 110. I'm seeing most books around minus 120, minus 105. One plus money out there is FanDuel at plus 102. Last week, 5 catches, 8 targets, 45 yards. He played the Olave role when he went down. I mentioned no Surtain. Spencer Rattler looked comfortable throwing him the football. His completion number is at 18. Is he going to complete 18 passes? Probably. I think it's a sharp line. Who's catching these balls? Like, again, the secondary is brutal. The secondary is good still, even without Surtain. The offensive line is not great. How much success will they have running the football? I like Bub Means. I'm not crazy about starting him tonight. In fantasy, you have to be in a really tough spot. I have him in the 50s in my wide receiver rankings, but I'm interested here in the value and the opportunity for him as well. So I'm rolling with Bub Means over 31.5. Take it at 34. I take anything. We haven't projected for nearly 40 receiving yards. I think 37. So The larger it goes, we have to fade this. And I'd like to come at you earlier on Thursdays. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out for me, but I would still take 34.5, 35.5 if you do see it. If you wanted to tease him down to two catches and 25 yards, three catches and 25 yards, I'm fine with that. I think he is, I think he's going to be the guy that leads the way in terms of targets and catches. And again, it's a very low number. We're going with him. The other guy I'm going with is Juwan Johnson, over 2.5 catches, minus 140, over 25.5 receiving yards, minus 110. Again, probably a little bit of line movement here. I wouldn't imagine much. Let's do it since we did it for the other one. But either way, like, I would roll out Juwan Johnson. I think he gets in the 30s for yards. So I'm seeing 26.5. At BetMGM, minus 120, I see Caesars at minus 135, 28.5 for him. So 26.5 is the best possible number. Not a lot of movement since we put this in last night. Juwan Johnson and over 2.5 catches, minus 146 at FanDuel. This is why the prop shop is awesome, because it's also 2.5 catches at BetRivers, but it's minus 175. So if you are somebody that has access to all of these books, prop shop's your friend. It's going to save you time and cash. You type in Juwan Johnson in Google search, boom, books pop up, take the best possible number, saving time and cash. So Juwan Johnson here, over 2.5 grabs and 25.5 receiving yards. He played 71% of the snaps last week. He finished second in routes run with 35. Rashid Shaheed led with 39, but he's ruled out. So was Chris Olave, as mentioned. And Johnson caught all three of his targets from Spencer Rattler for 48 yards. He had a healthy 78% route participation rate. So that means he's on the field and he's running a route like nearly 80% of the time, which was also just behind Rashid Shaheed at 88.6%. So he's out there not to block. He's out there to run some routes and catch some passes. So taking both of these numbers, again, just fairly low. I mean, Cedric Wilson, I think, is low at 17.5. And I get it. These guys are, they're not fantastic. They're not going to move the needle. And you have a rookie quarterback against a good defense, but there could be some garbage time stuff. It could be opening drive script stuff for these guys, second half stuff to start the game. It's just, it doesn't take too much. We're not asking for a whole lot here. And I thought Spencer Rattler was okay. I thought one of the picks is on him, the other one not so much. Like, I thought he was okay. I think he threw two picks, if I remember correctly. It doesn't matter. I thought he was all right. It didn't look atrocious. So taking these, both of these numbers. The one Bronco that I'm interested in is Devon Valet. He's played two games and he's had double digit PPR points in those two games, like 7.9 and 8 point something in those two games. The Saints secondary, like Lattimore and stuff, you saw what he did to Evans. He's done that his whole career really against Evans. You know, him in the slot kind of gets away from like the tough corners. The matchup is okay for him, I think, in the slot. It kind of reminds me of Wandell Robinson a little bit. The ceiling's not high, but he could rack up five or six grabs for 45 yards tonight. I mean, his two games, eight targets, eight catches, 39 yards, six targets, four catches, and 79 yards. So Devon Valet, over 31.5 receiving yards, and I'm taking a stab on the catches at over 3.5 receiving yards. If I were to rank things tonight, I would go Johnson catches at 3, Bub Means yards at 31, 34, 35, whatever it is. Then I would go to Juwan Johnson yards at 25.5. Then I would go to Bub Means catches at 3.5. Then I'm into Valet here. I like the catches slightly more than the yards, but like both catches over 3.5 and then yards. I think both teams will try to run the ball. I think Denver will have a little bit more success running the football. And I think there's a lot more going on. Not a ton, but there's more going on in Denver's wide receiver room. Troy Franklin played on the outside, caught a touchdown from his college teammate Bo Nix last week. You still have Cortland Sutton there as the alpha. I guess there's really not a whole lot, you know, after that. That's probably it, to be honest. There's guys that were hyped up in the offseason, like Mims is not seeing anything from him. So those are the picks. Those are the props for tonight. For touchdowns, again, I don't see a lot of scoring in this game. Bub Means, I'm just on him. Gave 5-1 yesterday. On the SiriusXM show, it was 5-1 and 80-1. By the time I got off the show, I think it was still 5-1 and maybe 50-1 for two touchdowns. That's getting carried away. I don't even think you need to put a full unit on these guys. You want to do a half unit on Means, do a half unit on Juwan Johnson. I know that Foster Moreau get some targets inside the red zone, but I think that's more of a Derek Carr thing. These guys have a relationship going back to the Raiders days. And then Bo Nix for a touchdown at plus 225. Sealy gave the first touchdown on the series show to Bo Nix, I think at 11-1, and he's been crushing it. 11-1, I think, was over at DK, and then like plus 600 at Caesars. They might know something that we don't over there, but again, prop shop time and cash. But Bo Nix, he's a runner. He's more of a runner than Spencer Rattler. But Rattler is certainly more mobile than what, you know, the Saints have been rolling out over the last few years. So I was considering the over on the rushing yards for Rattler at 20. We have him at 22 yards in our projections. If you were looking for another one, that's probably the way I would go. You could also play conservative tonight, too, if you wanted to. Like Means 2-25, Juwan Johnson 2-25, Valet 2-25, Sutton 2-25. You could do something like that where it would probably pay like 6-1. Because it's not like these numbers are outrageous. Like if you did that with AJ Brown and Justin Jefferson, it's not going to be worth your time. But these numbers are not crazy high that you could tease them down if you wanted to, just like 2-25 for all of the plays that I gave here. But Means with the touchdown, he scored one last week. Maybe he gets in the end zone again this week. Juwan Johnson, big body, red zone target, plus 450. Didn't want to come in here with Alvin Kamara or Javonte Williams. Actually, a little concerned with Javonte Williams. And that's why I got the long shot here is Audric Estime, who returned from IR last week. He only had 2 carries for 13 yards. Week 1, he had 2 carries for 14 yards. His rushing yard props at 13.5, too. And I wanted to suggest it, but I also want to give you guys winners. Like, that's something that I will bet, and I'm comfortable losing the bet. But I would feel awful if I gave that and you guys lost. I just don't want to give losers. I want to give winners. I want you guys to hang out with me and I want to just create a distraction and try to put some extra bucks in everybody's pocket. So these are long shot bets. Means at 5-1, half a unit. Juwan Johnson plus 450, half a unit. Bo Nix, half a unit, plus 225. That one's honestly probably more likely because we've seen it a couple times. And I do think Denver wins the game. Audric Estime is the long shot one here at 6-1. Peyton said he was thinking about getting these rookies more involved. Saw it last week with Troy Franklin. It's not like Javonte Williams is doing anything. This guy's not impressing us, right? He's had a couple games where he's had 5 catches. He had one good game, I think, this year, and it was more about the matchup than him. So he hasn't looked great. Peyton has a history of using multiple backs. Did it last year. You know, with P. Ryan leading the team and catches 50. Actually, I think he was just behind Sertan. But he's right there. Or Sutton. He's right there, 50 grabs. We saw McLaughlin and Javonte. I think there was another guy that was in the mix as well. You can go back to the Saints days with Ingram and Kamara. Pierre, it's not strong. Oh, I forget now. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Peyton has a history of using multiple backs, and we could see a little something from Estime. And I feel like he's a short yardage goal line back. Like I'm in on him being a potential goal line back in the future for this Broncos squad. I don't think he's going to catch a lot of passes, but he could steal some early down work, short yardage stuff. And hey, you know, when they're inside the 5 and they're inside the 2, he may just be part of the red zone package. So we'll take a shot on him at 6-1. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. Do me a solid, smash the like button if you can. We will be back tomorrow. Last week was Canadian Thanksgiving. Had some stuff pop up, but we'll have a live show tomorrow. We'll answer some of your starter sick questions. We'll roll into a lot of the injuries, and there's a ton of them. And we'll have some picks and some props on tomorrow's show as well. So good luck. Let the winners be yours. We'll say Broncos win this game 2014. Watch it be 34-31. And if it is, we're hitting a lot of those props. Talk to you soon. Cheers.